This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. Missouri's budget for the fiscal year that begins Monday has been signed into law, but Governor Jay Nixon also announced that he's frozen more than $400 million in funding for several state needs. He said the tentative cuts would become permanent if Republican lawmakers override his veto of their tax cut bill. Budget Director Linda Lubring says Nixon's cuts includes funding for education and canceling pay raises for state workers and cutting jobs.
We don't have specifics on that and won't for quite some time. I'll be working with the departments to develop a plan to cut another 1,000 positions out of state government.
Lubring says it's possible some cuts could become permanent even if the tax cut veto is not overturned, but she told reporters that the governor would restore education funding as soon as possible. Republican lawmakers are calling the governor's actions unconstitutional and a political stunt. University presidents in Kansas and Missouri have been retiring with substantial financial packages. When MU Chancellor Brady Deaton retires this fall, he'll be director of an Institute on International Development. He'll be paid $200,000. Former KU Chancellor Robert Hemingway received about $340,000 for 2 years after he retired in 2009. The Kansas City Star reports that kind of exit deal was uncommon a decade ago for leaders of public colleges. The Columbia Board of Education plans on spending $11 million more this year than it did last year. School board members approved the budget yesterday morning. Columbia Board of Education President Christine King says 80% of this significant increase has to do with the opening of Battle High School and the reorganization of some secondary schools.
And so this year is a planned deficit spending that we've been talking about for the last 2 years. And so it's not a surprise. I mean, when you build a brand new school and you're reorganizing what we're doing, it costs more.
King says another increase of $1.9 million in transportation costs is also associated with Columbia's newest high school. This includes creating and changing bus routes for all secondary schools in Columbia. An audit by the Federal Office of Inspector General says Missouri should pay back more than $21 million in federal Medicaid payments made to a state-operated children's hospital in St. Louis County. The audit found that Hawthorne Children's Psychiatric Hospital failed for 5 years to fulfill regulatory requirements to qualify for the federal Medicaid reimbursements. A written response from the Missouri Department of Social Services disagreed with the findings. The Office of Inspector General cannot require the state to pay back the money. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will decide whether to seek repayment of some or all of the money, and Missouri can appeal that decision. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.